What you need to understand about leadership is that leadership is influence. John Maxwell is a business writer. He writes leadership books for the business world. He says leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. And really, the truth of the matter is, whether you like John Maxwell or not, the truth is that leadership truly is influence. Yeah. Leadership is our ability to influence other people. Now, the Bible tells us that we are leaders, but please understand something. If you're constantly, as a pastor, if I constantly have to be telling our church people, well, I'm the pastor. Don't forget, I'm the pastor. You have to listen to me because I'm the pastor. The Bible says you're supposed to listen to me. Look, if you constantly have to remind people that you're the leader, you're not the leader. Because the leader doesn't have to remind people that he is the leader. The leader is the leader because he has influence. If you're constantly telling your wife, well, you have to listen to me. The Bible says you're supposed to submit. The Bible says that I'm the head of the home and I'm the head. And look, the Bible does say that. The Bible does say it. But if you're constantly having to tell your kids, well, you're supposed to obey me because I'm the parent. The Bible says you're supposed to obey me. Look, as a leader, if you're constantly saying, well, I'm the boss, you're supposed to listen to me because I'm the boss and you're the employee. Here's all I'm telling you. If you're constantly having to remind those who are following you that you're the leader, you're not the leader. Because leadership is influence. You say, well, I can't get people to follow me. I can't get in the influence I need. You know, the first thing you should check in a situation like that is whether you have earned the right to lead. Because leaders, successful leaders, excel personally. Successful leaders live their lives in such a way, behave themselves wisely and very wisely and more wisely. They live their lives in such a way that people look at them and say, I'm not just going to follow him because he's the pastor and I'm supposed to follow. I'm going to follow him because the way he has lived his life, he's lived his life in such a way that I want to follow him. I like the direction he's going. I look at his life and I think to myself, that's how I want to be. See, you say, my wife won't listen to me. Maybe you need to work on being a better husband. Yeah. My children won't listen to me. Maybe you got to work on your parenting. Because what gives us the right to lead, what gives us the right to lead is not a position. It's not a title. What gives us the right to lead is living our lives in such a way that people will say, there's a person who lives their life with wisdom. David walked wisely, behaved himself very wisely, behaved himself more wisely, and the Bible says that he was accepted in the sight of all the people. See, leaders should strive for excellence in their personal life. Go to Exodus chapter 18, if you would. Exodus chapter 18, look at verse 21. Exodus chapter 18 and verse 21. Let me ask you a question. Why should people follow you? You're a young man here, and you might want to one day go into the ministry, and I hope there's young men here that one day want to go into the ministry, and we need young men that want to go into the ministry. But let me ask you something, young man. Why would grown men and women want to come and sit and hear you preach three times a week and follow your lead and live under your... What are you doing in your life to earn that right? Why should your wife follow you? Why should your kids follow you? Why should those employees that you well, I'm the manager. They made me the assistant manager. Don't you know? Why should they follow you? What is it that you're doing in your life to earn the right to lead? Because leadership is not a position. We understand that leadership begins at a position. I remember when I became a pastor, my dad told me I'd been ordained. And I'd been sent out, and we started the church. I remember my dad, and my dad is this kind of guy. If you know my dad, he jokes a lot, and he's funny, but every once in a while, he just kind of drops a nugget of truth on you. And I remember he said to me, he said, well, you've got the position of a pastor, he said, but you know, you're never really a pastor till you have some sheep. You can call yourself a pastor all day long. You say, well, I've been ordained, and I went to Bible college, and I got this degree. Let me show you this certificate. But you're not really leading till someone's following. Right.